On Tuesday, undergraduates from Utah State University had the opportunity to present their research to the Utah legislature on topics ranging from synthetic spider silk to using mathematics to convict repeat sex offenders. For university research departments, this is good publicity, but it's also a valuable opportunity for young researchers.
It's just messaging aligned that there is this way that undergrad students can talk to legislators and that demonstrates authentically what it is that they do.
That was Dr. Scott Bates, Associate Vice President and Associate Dean of Research and Graduate Studies at Utah State University. He says that undergraduates presenting their research to Utah lawmakers is more than just lobbying.
This is a working legislature, right? There's farmers and doctors and there's accountants and there are homemakers in the legislature here. And so to be able to talk about deep science projects or deep history projects or deep chemistry projects with people that aren't your contemporaries, that's quite a skill set.
One of the undergraduates honing her communication skills is Heather Shipp.
By using the data from GPS collars and the accelerometers, we're able to look at these behaviors of the Arctic wolves, which are in such a remote location, and we can do it at our own homes.
That's right. Heather studies Arctic wolves. Under the advisement of Dr. Dan McNulty in the Quinney College of Natural Resources, Heather's examining the behavior of wolves that live thousands of miles away through the use of specially designed research collars. I asked what she thought about speaking to the legislature.
I think it'll be interesting. I think it'll be really good for them to see just how important research is at an undergraduate level, because you've got a whole range from like people in wildlife science or the natural resources to people in, English or political science. And I think undergraduate research can be beneficial for any student just because it helps increase their learning and kind of take it outside of the classroom.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Daniel Kinka.